What made you decide to get baptized, if you have been? Did you see someone make the same decision? Baptism can be the most rewarding thing in life. Some believe baptism isn't essential for salvation, or it's just to show your faith. Baptism is much more than that. Baptism is the most important decision of your life. There are so many amazing things you'll be rewarded with if you're baptized and saved. So, what's the point? What does baptism do? It makes us part of the body of Christ, we inherit newness of life, and we'll rejoice. The first and probably the most dominant or well-known benefit of baptism is that we'll become Christians. We'll be true disciples of Christ. As established in Acts 11:26, disciples are Christians. All the things we get out of baptism are amazing, but this is more widely thought of when it comes to why we're baptized or what we can get out of baptism. Being added to the body of Christ is one very key factor to getting to heaven. God will welcome us through the gates of heaven and we'll live with him there. The reason so many good things come out of baptism is because so many good things come out of being a Christian. I'd say the most significant reward of baptism, at least in my life, would be the remission of sins and newness of life we can now walk in. If you could turn with me to Romans 6, 3-5. It reads, "Or do you not know that as many as us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." This is simply stating that we were baptized into Jesus' death and buried with him, and we were raised with Jesus to walk in newness of life. Furthermore, it says we were united in his death, and we are all now united in his resurrection. The feeling of having no sins weighing down on you because Jesus took them all away would be incredible. For those of us who know what it's like, it really is. Our old life and our old sins are behind us. They are forgotten once we put on Christ in baptism. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." As it says, we are a new creation. We can start a brand new life in Christ without sin. Now, one could assume being free from sin and living in Christ would bring joy. I mean, eternal life in Christ seems like a pretty good deal to me. There are so many things to be happy about as a Christian. It just brings so much happiness. In Acts 8:39, it says, "Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." In this passage, Philip had just baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. As it said, the eunuch was rejoicing. Another case where someone is rejoicing because of baptism is in Acts 16:34. "Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." In this passage, the Philippian jailer and his family had all been baptized, and they were pretty happy about that. Now, I remember when I was baptized, I was really excited. Like, I came out of the baptistry, and I'm crying, and I couldn't stop crying for about a half an hour. They were tears of joy, of course. It was all just so overwhelming, and I was so happy, and so were all my friends and family here. All in all, joy is definitely something to be expected when you're baptized, and afterward. A Christian's life is obviously going to have its ups and downs, but joy will prevail. Like I stated previously, there are so many things to be rewarded with from baptism, many more than I've just briefly mentioned in this lesson. If you haven't been baptized, washed of all your sins, and saved, I hope I made you think about what amazing things baptism has in store. And if you have been baptized, you could help enforce more how amazing it is to have God saving and blessing us and loving us every day.